Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Vimani?
Speaking.
Hi, Melanie. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you because I had sent you a text message earlier today with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to become Yolanda's caregiver with our agency. Did you receive my text messages?
Yes, I was working on the application right now.
Oh, perfect. Do you have any questions on any of the requirements that I sent you?
So, I have one question actually.
Sure.
So for the background check, do I have to get like the fingerprinting done?
No, for the background checks, all I need is your ID. So the front and back of your driver's license, your state ID, and then a picture of your social. And then we submit it on our end. And then generally it takes a couple of days to come back. So the sooner that you can send me your IDs, the better. That way I can just submit the report.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For your 2-year residency, have you been living in Pennsylvania for over 2 years?
That's the part I was talking about, the fingerprinting.
So, yeah, if you don't have a 2-year residency proof, like if you haven't been living in PA for over 2 years, then we will need to schedule you an appointment to get your fingerprints taken.
Yeah, I'll need a fingerprint.
All right, so I can call you tomorrow to schedule your appointment, just because I have to request an authorization code in order for me to complete the appointment.
Okay.
But we'll definitely go ahead and do that. The results for the fingerprinting might take up to 10 business days. Some of them do come back sooner, but it's just a matter of checking when the results are in, okay?
Okay. So what about usually? They ask for the receipt. They say if you show them the receipt, then you should be able to start still right away. Seeing that you
have I could do it. Take the receipt.
So would that work? Because
I there's two people talking. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm Elisa Fields. Elisa Fields. You was reaching out to both of us.
Uh huh.
So we both are starting, and we both live here. We've only been here for a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
So we have to do the fingerprinting again, I guess. But I know that she does. Milani just did the fingerprinting with the other agency because she wasn't at the agency that long, so
mm-hmm.
Her fingerprinting did come in the mail.
The thing is that we have to do our own. We're not able to accept anything else that she might have done for other agencies. Yeah.
Now yours, okay. And the next question is, when the fingerprinting, usually I know with the other one, when you get it done, so you can still start and not lose your hours, because they said we would be able to clock in by Wednesday. That's what our service coordinator said. So do you need, once you get the fingerprinting, do she need to send you a copy of that receipt, or you still get held up for 2 weeks?
She needs to send me a copy of the receipt, but we can only get you started once we receive the authorization and once both of your requirements are completed. Everything, including all results for whatever we're waiting for. So your background check results, including your fingerprint results.
So what happens in the 2 weeks that we lose pay?
Well, we wouldn't.
I mean, we left the agency. So our last day at the agency is Wednesday. So that means my mom and my sister's already in the home that we're caring for. So if we just waiting for 2 weeks, that means we're not getting paid. And we still have to pay our bills in order to keep them there.
I understand, but there is a process when you're signing up with us. All of your requirements have to be completed.
Okay, well, this might be an issue where we might have to find another agency, because we can't not lose pay. We have a place we need to keep a roof over our head. The purpose of moving, like, with your agency, I thought that they would be able to have the paperwork and stuff swiftly for us, where we'll be starting as soon as possible. Like, we can get all your paperwork in, but I've never heard in the agencies that we work for that you got to wait out for 2 weeks. They usually take a picture of the receipt and allow us to still work.
It's going to take 2 weeks. That's just an estimate. Results can come back in 2 days. Results can come back in 3 days. It's just, I don't know. I don't control that.
So what's the purpose of getting the copy of the receipt if you're not going to even use that?
That's for our purposes, ma'am. For our, we need.
But
that.
It's usually
we're gonna send
to
them
show that it's proof that we got it done.
Exactly. But we don't have the results.
Okay. I don't know. I may have to talk. You're going to have to see if you can sit, get your supervisor to give me a call. Because that doesn't sit well with me where we got to sit out and hopefully everybody do their job and then we just sit out and no pay. We got bills to pay.
I'll have the coordinator reach out to you. And your
I appreciate that.
Said that everything was going to be in on Wednesday, you said? Tomorrow?
Well, it doesn't take that long. Like they were sending my mom and my sister hours to your company. So your company will be able to get paid while we're just sitting out and not getting paid. That don't sit well with me either.
Because I don't see in the notes here that we even requested the authorization.
Yeah, it's supposed to start on Wednesday.
Let me just have the coordinator reach out to you because I'm not involved particularly in the case itself. I'm strictly just on
okay.
So I'll let them know.
That's fine.
You.
I just don't want to lose pay. And I know that they're sending our hours over there on Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
So like I said, we
tomorrow?
Can do the paperwork. Yes, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll let her know. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.